Hello.
Hi, Crystal. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Okay, so I did want to mention again, this is a recorded line, and then I do have to ask those questions again because I misplaced the other intake. Okay, so would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then this was for your son, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And he was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes, ma'am.
And were there any other injuries sustained? Any ongoing gastrointestinal issues, scarring, sepsis, neurological damage?
Well, he has little, like, severe gastric problems every now and then. Just, like, gastric issues.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show his diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am. They're at the doctor. Well, with the doctor. Yes. I don't have them.
Okay. And then what date was he diagnosed?
Ma'am.
What was the date that he was diagnosed?
Oh, I think it was in June. The 14th. I think it was the 14th, 2011.
June 14th,
January the
20.
14th. No,
Oh, June.
January.
January 14th, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And then was he diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula or after?
After the formula.
All right. And then what was the name of the facility where he was diagnosed or the hospital?
It was Baptist DeSoto.
Oh, right. Yes. And that was the one on 7601 South Crest Parkway?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what was the brand of formula that was used?
It was a Similac NeoSure.
Okay. And then you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Yes.
And what was the gestational age at birth?
The gestational at 30 weeks.
30 weeks. And was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital, or did you end up taking him home?
Well, I guess like after he had the medicine, well, not the medicine, but the formula that day, I kind of noticed it a couple days after, but really like 15 to 17 days after he had the formula.
Okay. Was he being fed the formula in the hospital or was this at home?
Yes, we had some formula in the hospital.
Okay. So then was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was his date of birth?
12/20/11.
2011. And how old is he currently?
He's 12.
Okay. And then you didn't know anyone else or any siblings, anyone else who was affected by the formula?
No, ma'am. Not to my knowledge.
All right. And then can you confirm your son's gender for me?
He's a man.
Thank you. And then can I get his first and last name?
Funny, she got.
That was Connie. And then last name Shegog.
That's correct.
And then what was his social?
I just got the last four.
I can do the last four.
Know. Okay, so the last four were, I'm on so far. 1 second.
Okay.
11:50.
All right. And then I have your first name as KRYSTAL.
Yes, ma'am.
Last name MISTER.
Yes, ma'am.
And what is your date of birth?
4/15/86.
Thank you. And then your social?
587-53-9772.
All right, thank you. And then is your primary email kmister_niyah@yahoo.com?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And then this is your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Can I get your address, please?
209 Armstrong Street, that's in Baysville, Mississippi. 38606.
That was 209 Armstrong Street, Batesville, Mississippi?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then do you have any official documents to show you are power of attorney? Do you have his birth certificate?
I do.
Okay. And then your full name that I put down earlier, is that the same listed on the birth certificate?
Yes, ma'am.
And during your pregnancy, did you have any of the following issues? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, placental insufficiency, delayed cord clamping?
No.
Okay. And then your son was premature, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And he was born in Mississippi.
Yes.
And was he diagnosed while he was still in the NICU?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes. Was he diagnosed with NEC while he was still in the NICU?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Do you remember his discharge date from the NICU?
It was March. I think it was March the 12th, 2011. I think they treated him like 116.
January 16th?
Yes, ma'am, when they treated him. They discharged him March the 12th.
Okay, so when did he go into the NICU? Was it right at birth?
He didn't go in right at birth. Well, I guess, yeah, I guess he did.
Okay, so from December 20th to March 12th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was his birth weight?
He was 3.5 pounds.
Right. And then do you remember when he first started drinking the formula?
I guess it would have been the day of, I guess, 12/20.
Okay. And then when did he stop?
Well, I'm sorry, the next day. Let's say 12/21. On the 9th of January. I remember that.
Ninth of January 2012. Oh. 2011 or 2012?
Okay, so I started giving it him the formula the day after, so that would have been like 12, 21, 11. And I stopped giving it to him the next month, like January the 9th, 2011. Something wasn't right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then January the 9th would be 2012, correct?
No. The 2011. I feed it to him for a year. No, I do not. I stopped giving him that milk that next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And then how long did you say it was, or how much time between when he first started drinking the formula to when he was diagnosed? How long was that?
Okay, so he like started developing those symptoms maybe like 15 days after.
15 days?
Mm-hmm.
And did he have any of the following symptoms after drinking the formula? Any low body temperature, green vomit, bloody stool, constipation, trouble feeding?
Yeah, he had the trouble feeding and the bloody stool. Like, the vomit was kind of greenish, like stomach pain. Abdominal swelling. Yeah, he had fever.
A fever?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. Did he have any treatments or procedures done due to the NEC?
In the NEC?
Or due to his diagnosis of NEC?
I'm sorry, just repeat that question for me. The treatment?
Yes, did he have any treatment or medical procedures done due to the NEC?
Oh, they drained the gas and the fluid from his stomach. It was like a tube, and he was on antibiotics.
Okay. And do you remember when the last time he was treated for? Or that could just be the year if you don't remember the date.
Maybe. Let me just think. Maybe the next, 2012, maybe?
In 2012?
Yes, ma'am. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was, when was the last time he was treated?
Yeah, it was, I could say 2012.
Okay. And then can I get the, do you remember the doctor's name?
That treated my child?
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Nika Sanders.
That was Nika, N-I-K-A, or?
No, N-E-E-K-A.
Nika
Sanders.
Okay, I found her. Right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case we can't get a hold of you or something unfortunate happens. Did you want to provide one?
I don't have one. Sure. 662-561-6059.
And does this person live with you?
No, ma'am. It's my mother. She's like 74.
Okay. That was 662-561-6059?
That's correct.
And can I get her first and last name?
Yeah, Juanita. Mixer.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. Juanita. Mixer. Mister.
Perfect. And then do you know her address?
Sure. 101 Flowers, like out on the ground, Road. And that's in Pope, P-O-P-E, Mississippi, 38658.
It was 1 Flowers Road?
101.
Oh, 101.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Pardon me?
Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Somewhat, yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link, so whichever one's easier to open up.
Okay.
Right. If you can just give me 1 second, I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I just make sure all the information is correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No, I'm on the phone. No, I'll be right there.
Okay, Crystal?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for waiting. I just sent it through. Can you let me know if you received it?
Yes, come on. No, ma'am, I have not. Not yet. That's the same thing.
Okay, let me double check.
Okay, some people can't do. Okay, yes, ma'am. I received it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then while you are looking through that, I'm going to send you another text from the same number that I'm calling you from with
okay.
The law firm's information.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I haven't received anything else. I just received that when I'm just looking through it.
Okay. No, yeah, you can look through those documents, and then I'm only sending you their information because they're, once you do sign those and send it back, they're going to reach out to you within the next few days to verify all that information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
So that's just in case if you missed their call or if you had any other questions at all, you can reach out to myself or the law firm directly.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Okay, I just received that. And then I just sent you their phone number as well. Since you have mine, so I sent you theirs.
Okay.
And that is all I need. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No, ma'am, not at the moment. Thank you so much.
Of course. So if you need anything, if you think of any other questions, you can always reach back out to me, okay?
Perfect. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.